Okay, here we go. We are in the Rambam Hilchas Tmidim U'Musafim Perek Ches Halacha Yudalit, Chapter 8, Law 14. We're still talking about this very lengthy procedure, the two breads that are brought on Shavuos together with the two sheep that are brought together after describing the entire service. We're just talking about how all four of them are very much interdependent with each other. We began that discussion yesterday. If you made two of one and four of the other, four of one, two of the other, etc., etc. So now we're going to now talk about not having too much, but too little. What if you don't have enough of each? How does it work? So halacha yudalit. Shtei hachalos makvas, the two breads that you bring, each one prevents the other. Okay, we'll see in a minute what that means. Ushnei akvazim, the two sheep that accompany with that, they get waved with them. Makvin says that they hold back the other one as well. So, for example, let's say meis echad mishneim. Let's say one of the two sheep, they've been consecrated, right. And one of them runs, dies. O barach, or runs away. O nasa treifa, or becomes a treifa, broke a certain body part. Then what do you do? That's a simple solution. Yikach zug l'sheni. Find another one. That's all. You say, well, we had designated two, and one's not around. Doesn't matter. You go get another one. You have to have two. Now, what if shachad echad lishmo? Okay, what if you shechted one properly, and then the second one dies?
Find another one.
Yikach ozu. Find another partner. That is the simple solution. That's with the sheep. Tesvav. Shtei halechem, what the two breads? Ma'akvim es hakvosim. They hold back the sheep. In other words, if you don't have the two breads, let's say it's a very terrible hunger, and they don't have any wheat for the two breads, right? Then you can't bring the two sheep that go with it. Remember, there's a lot of other things that go as well. It's another 10 animal offerings, if you recall. Yeah. But these four are more linked because they're waved together, yeah, right? Waved. So that's why. So if you don't have those two breads, then you're out of business with the sheep. On the other hand, though, ushnak fussing, but the two sheep, ain't a mock mizalakam. They don't hold back the bread. Learned from different psukim over there, because really the main thing is the shnei lechem. That is the main thing that you're supposed to be bringing is the shnei lechem. That's the whole thing. It now permits all the other menachas to be brought in the Beis Hamikdash after this time. That's critical, shnei lechem. Okay, so we add on two sheep, but if you don't have the two sheep, you're not going to hold back the two lechem. But if you don't have the two lechem, what's the whole point of the two sheep? Now, what if vim hunfu imakfasim? Let's say before the shechita, you waved the breads with the sheep. Then at that point, they've already been joined in service, as it were. Then they become linked. And then the one totally depends. They all depend on another. And therefore, then the breads hold back the sheep hold back the bread. Everything holds back everything. Because now that you wave them together, now they were inextricably bound up with each other.
Intrinsically linked.
So then it messes everything up. And then you'd have to, because the expression is the tenufa makes a zika. It keeps them all connected. So then you'd have to, let's see. Vim over alechem, let's say you lose the breads. Yov dakfazim, the sheep are out. That's it. Vimov dakfasim, and now if you lose the sheep, even though they before was not to hold you back from the breads, but now yov dalechem, the breads are lost. So what do you do? Start all over. Viavil lechem. No. Viavil lechem acher kfasim. You have to bring everything over now.
Brand new.
Start over.
What do you do with these sheep?
You either redeem them, and maybe destroy them. Yeah.
What do you mean by destroy? You shep, or do you have to burn them,
Or you let them develop a blemish, whatever. You can't use them. Okay.
And you have to do it all over again.
Bread also.
Well, yeah, you said if you lost them, again. Yeah, you got to. Well, we're gonna say what happens, but we'll see.
Yeah.
There's certain things you could do. Let's look at Tess Zion tells us rabbinically what to do over here. So now. How we deal with it. It's not usable anymore. You either wait for certain things to happen, then you burn it, whatever, but you can't use it. Now, what about going with the basic halacha? If you only have two breads and you didn't have any sheep, so the law was you could bring the two breads. However, the rabbis put in an injunction on that. for a good reason. Let's say you didn't have any sheep, so you just bring the two breads, which you can do. There was no waving together. What are you going to do? Well, this is what you do. Yunfu, you wave them. You make them, you wave them and everything. But then, and this is a catchphrase, literally means you let their shape be removed, as it were. So what does that mean? You let it become puzzled by staying overnight. Remember, the breads can have no sar. If you let them stay overnight, they have to be burnt. So now you intentionally leave them overnight. You'll see why in a minute. The yates will be something, you have to burn them. Even though biblically one is not connected with the other, you could have brought the breads and eaten the breads and everything, but there's a gzera. Why? Obviously, there was a big shortage of sheep this year. I mean, you didn't have sheep. It was a big problem. It was an unusual year.
That's why these people didn't bring sheep.
It was an unusual... Yeah, there wasn't if they didn't have an amazing thing, it means there weren't any sheep. Now, that was during the... You had those stories going on before the temple was destroyed. Yeah. When there was a siege around the city, things like that. You know, not always things have prosperity, unfortunately. But here's the problem. If one year you do without the sheep, and let's say another year like that, and a couple of years like that, and say, well, I guess we don't have to have sheep.
Nope.
Then what happens in a year when you do have sheep? Is, oh, we didn't use sheep last year. I don't think you have to have sheep with that. So we don't have anybody to make that mistake. So therefore, we say like this, Shema, Yimatsu, Kfaz, Rabba. What about the next year? There are sheep. And they're going to say, well, we don't have to bring sheep because we didn't do it last year. V'yaviu lechem lo kfaz, and then going to be bred without the sheep, and that's a no-no.
Can you bring menachos if you...
What?
Is that supposed to be the breads that you bring on that on Shavuos? Then you can bring other menachos offerings if you don't bring it.
I think even if the day passes, once the day passes, I think it's okay anyway. Right. What do we do nowadays with Chodosh?
Yeah, we don't always
the day passes. Day passes, and it's fine in and of itself. Okay, now just going off to a side over here. Now there were other things you recall besides the regular all the musaf korbanos for Shavuos, which were about 11 or 12, whatever, right? 2, 1, 7, 2, I think, right? Yeah. And it had all that same grouping that also accompanies the breads. Remember, the breads have the two breads, the two sheep, that it's waved. But then we did mention about another 10, 11 offerings that are also brought because of the breads. But those are not so connected. And therefore, Hapor, the ox, Ushneim, the two rams, Veshiva Sakvasim, and the 7 sheep, Vahasoyer, and the goat, those 11 offerings that are brought specifically in honor of the showbreads, they have nothing to each other in terms of equal. If you don't have the breads, you still bring the 11 sheep, animal. If you don't have the 11 animals, you bring the breads. Although they're brought because of them, but they are not bound up with them. Okay, next, same thing, Yud Zayin. Shnei Porim Shel Musaf Hayom. The two bulls now of the Musaf Hayom. That's a separate thing. That has to do with the Musaf offering. In other words, because it's Shavuos, you have Musaf. Musaf means you bring two bulls. Yeah. So now, those two bulls and Upar HaBov Gachlechem, and the one bull that's brought together because of the two breads, the one has nothing to do with the other as well. Just because you don't bring one bull, it's nothing to do with the other bulls. And it's going to be the next year, halachas. I don't know why the Rambam is going to say, but all these things don't hold back each other. Yurches, Ayil Shel Musaf Hayom, the ram that you bring for the Musaf, Ushnei Elim Abba Miglalechem, and the two rams that come with the breads, Einamakfim, they don't hold each other back. Yutes, Shivas Kvasim Shel Musaf Hayom, the 7 sheep for the Musaf of today, Vishiva Kvasim Abba Miglalechem, and the 7 sheep because of the breads, Einamakfim says they don't hold each other back. However, on the other hand, Ve'im nishchatu, but once you start shechting them, then kula ma'akvim ze'ese, then they hold each other back. In other words, that these, that's if you didn't, but let's say if you didn't have them, and let's say you shechted them, and then you lost them, then you have a problem. Notice if you don't have them, you don't bring them, okay. But once you shech the animals and then you lose them and you don't finish the service on them, then they hold back. Again, just like the waving made the other things together. Once you shecht them, then they're part of the process, and then if they mess up, then they can hold it back. Yeah, you got problems.
Hang on to them tight.
You got problems. Yeah. Okay, chaf. Hatmidim, now, other points. The korban tamid, einam akmes amusafim, doesn't hold back the musafim. Let's say you don't have animals for the korban tamid. You can still bring the musafs. V'la musafim akmes hatmidim. If you can't bring the musafim, you bring the tamidim. V'la musafim akmen ze es ze. And the various musafim offerings don't hold each other back. Let's say you brought, brought the olos of the musaf without the chatos of the musaf, whatever. They don't hold each other back. Velo minyan olos kolomakav, and all the number of olos, all of them don't hold back. Case, let's have an example. What if you only have six sheep and not seven? Well, then makrivim shisha, bring six. Afilu masalachad, you only find one sheep for the musaf. Makrivim masalachad, you bring that one too. Doesn't matter, bein barash chadash, it doesn't matter if it's the musaf or Rosh Chodesh. Baby Mehamoadis, whether it's a holiday musaf, Ashabas, or the Shabbos, it doesn't matter. Veina, so let's say I only brought six, I didn't have a seventh one. So maybe tomorrow I should make it up? Nope. Veina Chayom Lahaki Vashar Lamach, you're not obliged to bring the rest on tomorrow? Oh, Lamoad Acher, or in the next holiday? But this is the golden rule we've had a number of times. El Kor Korban Sibur, Shavar Zmano, any public offering that the designated time has passed by and you have not brought it, but tell Corbin all that Corbin is nullified. You missed out. You can't fix it up. Now, here's an interesting scenario. Let's say you only have two sheep, and if you're going to bring one of the sheep for a musaf today, you won't have for the tummy tomorrow.
Oh.
Okay, you know, all we got is left two in the Beis HaMikdash. That's it. So what are we going to do with them? Lo matzo shtei kvasim. If you only have two sheep, im yakrivu osam lemusaf hayom, if you're going to bring it for the musaf today, ein lahem tamidim lamachar, you don't have a korban tummy tomorrow, which would mean today you had korban tummies. So you want to go, full blast today with nothing tomorrow. Or we say, well, listen, you know, I already got tummies today, and I'd like to at least have tummies tomorrow, so I'll forego the musaf. You could hear such a svara. You want a whole day for nothing the next day? Let's just not have the musaf and have those. Nope. Hare, hadover, shokel. You can go anywhere you want. It's up to you. If you want to bring everything today and use them up on the musaf, hikrivu. You want to leave it tomorrow for the carbon tummies? Yanichu, you could do the same thing as well. Okay, now, I'm at the risk of us totally getting confused, because when I give out more than one sheet at a time, all hell can break loose. So, you know, it's just complicated. Okay, these are two separate sheets. Let me demonstrate. Two separate sheets.
You're going to get
a whack. I think in school he was a nudnik.
Do you think
he was one of the
guys
who gave the teachers a run for his money?
Whoa.
Okay, let me just, 1 second.
That's Gail.
Let me make sure I've... Okay, now, what we're going to do is we're going to put this next to this and make sure the bottom is aligned, and then you'll have... Nope.
Is it the other way?
Oh. I have to have it the right direction. This one was double-sided. Okay, now I see what's going on. And this was... single. This is not, I don't want that at all. Okay. That's so hard for me. Commencing when I'm going to give it to you guys.
We'll figure it out, Rabbi. We'll be good.
Okay.
I got sand.
Here, it got, Shavuos got cut right in the middle.
Remember that.
Now,
whoa.
We'll put Shavuos right there. So you see what we're trying to do?
Yeah. All right. I hear it. We'll figure it
now,
out.
Now, what's this one?
There's a double sided. That's a double sided.
So you want to have here. What is going on over there?
You need ledger sized paper to photocopy.
I just want to see if I have enough. I thought I had.
I can do without.
Maybe somebody had kept a couple?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, so if you kept one, so now pass these two out for the. Let's say Paul and Ron will share one.
Yeah.
And Mark and Shelley will share the other one. No, it's the same one.
The
Now comes the new one. Let's see if we can match it up. Put it right next to it. Okay, and now there's two more. You want to have the pink on the lower right.
Yeah.
The pink here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it goes straight across. And this is going to be Shavuos. You got to just lower the one page a little lower than the other. Does it match up over there?
Yeah.
So let's quickly review going from right to left, starting from Shabbos. See where Shabbos is?
Yeah.
Right? It's the first gray box at the bottom. We're only looking at the bottom. Yeah. Right? You see where it says Shabbos?
Yes.
So let's go down. What do we do? What's the musaf for Shabbos? Two kvasim for an ola.
Right.
Two shivrot. That's it. That's the Shabbos musaf. Next. Rosh Chodesh. Two bulls for an ola. One ram for an ola. Seven sheep for an ola. One goat for a chatas. Right? And that becomes standard now. Every musaf, Rosh Chodesh Yantav, is just about the same. Almost. Pesach. Exactly the same. 2171. See that?
Yeah.
Now, 16th of Nisan. And every day of Chol HaMoed, for that matter, same thing, 2171. You see that?
Yeah.
Now, next to that, the Minchas HaOmer was brought on the second day of Pesach, 16th of Nisan, was one ola together with the barley offering. Good?
Yeah.
That's review. Now, it gets tricky now, Shavuos. Now, you have the Korbanos HaYom, that's still on the right page, right?
Yes.
You have the regular Musaf, 2171, just like every other one, right? But now the ones that go with the breads, it's 1, 2, 7. You see, 1, 2, 7, instead of 2, 1, 7. And then the green, 2 shlamim.
Whoa.
Those 2 shlamim got waived, correct, with the 2 breads.
So Kodesh, Kodeshim, shlamim.
They're Kodesh, shlamim. And 1 for the chatas.
Yes.
Good?
Yes.
So now I'm going to show you now what Rosh Hashanah is going to be before we're going to look at it right now in the Rambam, because we've got the sheets together.
Yeah.
Here is one exception to the rule. Everything seems to have been 2171, right,
the
for the Musaf. Now look over here, Rosh Hashanah. Now think for a minute, guys. Rosh Hashanah always falls out on another Musaf-bearing day, Rosh Chodesh. Keep that in mind. So let's think for a minute. Before I even look at Rosh Hashanah, put your finger back on Rosh Chodesh.
I'm there. I'm already there.
What does Rosh Chodesh automatically have?
2171. Right.
Now, is it possible for Rosh Hashanah to ever come out on a Shabbos?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Right. And
it
also would coincide with Rosh Chodesh, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So now, go back one more column. So look what we got over here. Think about it. On Rosh Hashanah, you would start with a Korban Tamid. One sheep as a Korban Tamid.
Oh, you do that every day.
Yeah. Then Shabbos would give me 2 olos
kvasim
from the Kvasim for Shabbos. Then go to the next row. Rosh Chodesh then.
Seven.
We're at 2171. Now we go to Rosh Hashanah.
1-1.
Here's the difference here. Instead of it being the normal Musaf Ola of the bulls is two olos. Rosh Hashanah is an exception. One bull is the ola. That's the one difference over there. So it's 1171. It's also going to be the same thing for Yom Kippur. 1171. Okay? So it's going to come out on Rosh Hashanah. You have minimum, since it's Rosh Chodesh, 2171 plus 1171, 21 korbanos. Minimum. Just to take care of the fact it's Rosh Chodesh. And it's Rosh Hashanah. And if it's Shabbos, you'd add 2 more, and you now would have what? 23.
So that you couldn't have any other.
Rosh Hashanah is just Rosh Hashanah alone.
Just for the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. But it has to always be Rosh Chodesh.
Always.
Unless in the times of the temple, but it could be 2 days, and you know one day isn't. But let's forget about that right now. But Rosh Hashanah has to be Rosh Chodesh, because it is Rosh Chodesh. So you have to treat it as such. So what the Rambam is going to tell us, we do the Rambam to go fast. Rambam is going to basically say we have the rule. Tadr, she'eno, tadr, tadr, kodem, whatever. So on such, if you would have Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, you start, what's the most tadr? The tamid. The korban tamid 7 days a week. That's first. Then Shabbos is next. You bring 2 rams, 2 sheep for the ola. Then Rosh Chodesh, 2171. Then Rosh Hashanah 1171. That becomes the order of how we do that. Okay.
Now, we still
can hang on to the sheets, because when we get to Yom Kippur and Sukkot, which will be the next chapter, you already have the sheets.
If Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh fall on Shabbos, do you still give the sin offering?
Yes. You have to.
Because normally we don't give a sin offering on Shabbos.
That's for a private individual. This is for Korban Tzibur.
No, but as Korban Tzibur never is given on Shabbos. The sin offering. Normally.
I mean, if it's a regular Shabbos. It's not possible. You have to give it. You have to give it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm pretty sure. Okay, now, with that in mind, let's go to the ninth chapter. We're already introduced a little bit, so the first few halachas will go very quickly. Okay? Ready to go? Perek Tes, halach aleph. Be'echa b'disha, on the first day of Tishri, makrive musav ayom, be the midst of the day, and here's the exception, first there, par. One bull, not two bulls. That's the difference. Va'ayil and one ram, v'shiva kvasim and seven sheep. Hakol olos, those are all olos. Usir chatos and one goat for a chatos. Hanecholos, that is eaten. V'zeh musav hayom and this musav of today for Rosh Hashanah. Yes, there is in addition a musav Rosh Chodesh. For the musav Rosh Chodesh, Hakorah b'chol Rosh Chodesh. They bring every Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Hashanah always is Rosh Chodesh. Lefikach, therefore, now if you have im cholios b'Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, hayusham shloshim musav. We have three different musav offerings: musav Shabbos, musav Rosh Chodesh, musav Hayom. Beis v'keitzad seder hakorbanos. What will be the order of bringing all these korbanos? As we said, musav Shabbos tchila, the Shabbos musav first, v'achav musav Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh. V'achrav Musaf Yontef, why? Shekol Adar Mechaver, the one that is more often than its neighbor. Kodem Eschaver is more, it comes first. Now the Rambam is going to say a brand new halacha, which has a similar concept but a different point. So far he's been talking about, okay, what do I do first? Shabbos comes before Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Now, there's another rule, what Tadr V'she'enu Tadr does in terms of oftenness of time. There's another similar kind of rule that deals with what's holier than something else takes precedence. Just like something more often takes precedence, something holier. What holier? Ramesh is going to say the rule now, won't tell you the details till halacha hey. Okay. But just know this is the, it's like if you put a period here, and now this is a new rule, but it's a similar concept. V'chein kol ha-muktish b'chayr, whatever part of the service is considered a holier part of service, Kodem Eschaver comes before the other one that's a less holier part of service, which will be explained later on. In other words, let's say sprinkling blood as opposed to burning certain body parts. One is considered a holier service than another under certain circumstances. We're going to explain it all later.
We do the holy first.
We're going to explain later. The holier one always goes first.
As opposed to building up to the holiest.
That's right. The holy, just like the one that's every day more often goes first, the holier one goes first. Okay? Now, what if you have, we'll explain out, what if you have a conflict? Hayafan of Tadir, you have on the one hand the thing that's more common, but that specific avoda with that which is more common is not as holy, or you have an option, umakudir, something that's holier versus, and not as common, versus more common and not as holy. So guess what? Whatever you want. You can do whichever one you want first. It's a shy of the Gemara. It was not resolved. Whoa. And therefore the Rama says, therefore you can do whatever you like. We want to understand that probably today. We have to do a couple more halachas to understand what this idea of holier is. But maybe. Let's see. Gimel. What if you blew it? Avar, let's say you either intentionally said, I don't care that Shabbos has to be first. I'm in the mood to do Musaf first. That's all. Oh, Shachach. Or you forgot. You just forgot. You went and did the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh before the Musaf for Shabbos or whatever. V'shachat ha-she'ena tadir. You did the one that wasn't. You shechted the one that wasn't as common. Now, I might, or ha-pachas b'ktusha, or you do one that has less holiness, which we haven't explained yet. But you go that one first. Now, here's an interesting thing. So let's say you shechted the Korban Musaf for Rosh Hashanah before the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. You shechted it. Now, there's a lot more that has to be done with that after you shecht it. You are collecting the blood, you're sprinkling the blood, you're cutting up the body, blah, 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 the whole thing. So, hey, what did you shecht it for? You're supposed to shecht the one for Rosh Chodesh first.
Oh.
Okay, you know what I'll do? I'll stop right now.
Yeah.
We'll just leave the blood in the bowl. Oh, we'll put it to the side, and now let's go and do Rosh Chodesh thing. Makrivo, finish off what you did out of order. Then do the one that is more often that should have been done. Osam Mukhtar is the one that was holier should have been first, because if you're going to wait, it's a problem. We're afraid the blood might congeal. When the blood congeals, then you can't sprinkle it. It's going to be a problem. And therefore, even though you did it wrong, shouldn't have done it, but finish it off, because you're only going to create more problems. You can say, okay, I'm going to shech the other one. You keep stirring it. Okay, and then what happens? He forgets to stir it. It gets me, whatever. So you're setting it. So if you're ready, so it's not the end of the world. You shouldn't have done it, but just finish it off. Now that's assuming you've shechted one out of order. But now look at Halacha Dal. What if im nishchatu shneim keechad? Let's say you shechted the one, both of them. Remember, they are shechting. Where are they shechting things, by the way? Where exactly in the Zorah? Quick
the
review.
North side.
North side. There's a lot of those little hooks over there. Yeah. You notice about 24 hooks.
Yes,
I'm sure more than one person shechs things at the same time. Often. Often.
Yeah.
So what if, let's say, the one guy who was designated to shech the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, and the guy who was designated to shech the Musaf for Rosh Hashanah, they got different jobs, right? And what if they both happened to shecht both of them either at the same time or a few moments afterwards? And now each one has done that. Now what happens next? In other words, well, now we got to sprinkle one of them. Which one do we sprinkle? Like, what do we do next? This is different than the first case. First case was that we said you went out of order. You shechted one. You did not yet shecht the other. Okay, if I shechted one, even if it's out of order, finish it off. But here I've shechted them both. So what do we do now? So then, obviously, we got to have one wait for the other. You don't have a choice. They shouldn't have shechted them both at the same time, but they did. So since you're going to have one guy at the spoon anyway, stirring it up, you don't have a choice. So then what would you say is logical? Then let's go with the more the tadir, because you got to stir one anyway. So you might as well do the tadir first. See, a zem amaris badam, let the untadir stir the blood. Until you finish the one that should have been done first, whether it's the more often one, Odama Muktosh, or the blood that's a holier blood which you have not yet defined, this is a good place to stop. Tomorrow, we're going to get in and defining what's this idea of Muktosh Yoser and where we have that applying over there. Okay.